Hello and welcome. This is Jeff Barnes, and welcome back. This is the third part of a multi-part screencast series on the WinJS app bar. In this screencast, we're going to cover the following app bar topics: how to make the app bar sticky so that the user cannot lightly dismiss the app bar when it comes up. Basically, they've got to re-swipe in order to dismiss it. This is useful for things like hardware integration. Maybe you want to have the user take a camera picture, use the microphone, something like that. Any place that you want to have the app bar remain open. Another thing we'll look at is how to style the app bar using CSS style sheets, cascading style sheets, so that you can apply your own colors for backgrounds, borders, clicked events, etc. We'll also take a look at localization, how you can allow the app bar to have true multilingual capabilities and global appeal, and this is done through JavaScript string resource files. I have a saying that when you use an app bar, you have icons that have pictures. Pictures maybe tell 1,000 words, but the WinJS resource files allow you to convey those 1,000 words in their native tongue. So we'll take a look at the localization of the app bar commands. That'll be an exciting topic. And then we'll round it out with a look at something called flyouts and how we can invoke these from the app bar for a nice interactive dialog box. So stay tuned. Should be an exciting segment series. All right, so picking up where we left off last time, in the previous two screencasts, we covered, in the first one, the app bar basics of how to set up an app bar and an app bar command using the HTML div and button tags. And then in the second installment, we talked about how to create custom icons. So here you go. Here's a list of icons that we used from the default UI.js, the clock icon or the placeholder icon. We talked about how you can use special segue UI symbol fonts to get other types of font images we can use for icons. And then also how you can create your own custom ping icon images and incorporate those into your application. We also talked about how you can place your app bar and your app bar command buttons on various items, locations within the taskbar, either on the bottom or the top. The last thing we looked at was how you could place the entire app bar on the top, and that's using this placement top data win option value. We also looked on the bottom of where the app bar usually resides, how things could sit to the right or left, and by using this special parameter called section, and setting that to either a value of selection or a value of global, it'll land on the right or left of the bottom of the screen. So the first thing we're going to do now is kind of look at another attribute called sticky, where we can make the app bar remain in a certain location so it's not lightly dismissed by the user. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to replace this data win option that places the app bar at the top. And what we'll do is we'll use a different attribute here. We'll use an attribute called sticky, and we'll set the value of that to true. So it's that simple. And what this means now is when we go ahead and run the application, when you invoke the app bar, it won't be lightly dismissed. You basically are going to have to re-swipe in order to dismiss it. So let's go ahead and give this a shot. So now, because I also changed the placement of the app bar, we should see it resume on the bottom of the screen. So we'll go ahead and hit debug and see how things look. Here we go, got my title. So now if I swipe on my app bar, you'll notice my app bar comes up on the bottom. However, if I touch anywhere in the middle of the app like I would normally do to dismiss the app bar, it doesn't go away. Additionally, if I invoke the action of the app bar, in this case I had a message box wired up, even after I invoke that, the app bar does not go away. This is by making it sticky. So one way you can make it go away is you can do another swipe gesture or a right click, or you can hit your Windows Z key in order to dismiss it. So that's the notion of sticky, and some of the best uses for that are invoking things like hardware interactions. For example, maybe I want to use that app bar as a way to let a user take a picture using a built-in webcam camera, for example, or record some sort of sounds. So that's a quick look at the attribute called sticky in terms of how that can make an app bar remain open until a user will dismiss it. Very good, again, for functionality such as camera or hardware interactions. Okay, so that's how we saw that we can make an app bar sticky using this attribute called sticky equals true on the app bar. Let's talk now about how we can style the app bar and the app bar buttons. And the way to do this is through CSS cascading style sheets. And so I'm going to open up my default.css here, and you'll see that I've got quite a few CSS classes defined here for various aspects of the properties that I can customize for the app bar and app bar buttons. You'll see I can do things with just setting the entire background color here. I can set the hover state for various command images and so forth. So via the use of CSS, I can style my app bar pretty much any way I want. So what I'm going to do in order to invoke this is I'm going to add a class to my app bar that I've defined in my CSS file. And I'm going to call that custom color. And if we flip over to the CSS here, you'll see that's the class that we're going to go after here in order to apply all these attributes. So now, by simply adding this class to my app bar, all of the CSS style properties should be invoked. And if we go ahead and run this now, so here's my app bar demo coming up. And if I swipe again, now remember I've got it set to sticky still, so it's not going to be lightly dismissed. But notice that now the background, and even the colors, the background is blue, the colors are now green for these app bar commands and so forth. And again, it remains sticky because I've got that property set. But that's basically a quick overview of, you know, there's quite a few CSS style properties that you can set for the app bar and the app bar commands. And I would encourage you to take a look at what you can do in terms of styling your app bar. Very, very powerful stuff and very easy to implement via the use of cascading style sheets here. Alright, so now the next thing we're going to take a look at is how we can apply localization to your app bar commands. Now, ideally, your app bar, through the use of icons, you know, pictures are translatable across many languages, but there's a lot of times when you might want to localize the actual text, either for the name in the app bar or maybe the tooltip or both. So we'll take a look at how we can do that. Now, I'm going to just trim up a few things here in this. I'm going to make our app bar unsticky again by just removing this parameter. And so that way now we should see the app bar easily dismissed. And in order to invoke localization now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add another button to our list of app bar buttons in the command window here. And this time we're going to call it have it be a delete button. Or something that we can use that we can reference in a localization file. So let's take a look at how we would define this. So this is kind of a special button. It's got another parameter here called DataWinResource, and this points to the fact that we're using a resource file now in order to allow for localization. We have the same other two parameters, the DataWinControl and the DataWinOptions that we've set, and these are standard according to what we've done in the past. What's different is this DataWinResource file. And what in order to make this work, what you've got to do is define for each language you want to support. In this case, you create a folder called strings, and then you would create a subfolder by language. And then if you look in here, we've got a JSON format resource file where we can have translations for different commands that we want to have referenced from the app toolbar. So that's, you know, how we would define the various string resource files we want to use for the localization capabilities, and then be able to invoke these at runtime. So in order to make the magic of these string resource files applicable at runtime, what's necessary is that we need to go into our JavaScript file again and add another statement here, which is called WinJS resources process all. And what this will do then is substitute all of the string resource files that we want to substitute for example, in our app bar button here, and make those substitutions at runtime. So now if we go ahead and run this application and look for our app bar, there it is once again on the bottom. Here's the one that we just inserted using localization. This is that command one button that we defined with a string resource file, and perfectly displaying the right resource at the right time in order to get localization. So very cool capability here in terms of how you can add multilingual capabilities to your app bar command buttons. Alright, so that's localization. So now the last thing we want to take a look at in the series here, and this is kind of a neat option that it's fairly advanced, is the addition of having a flyout capable app bar button. So in order to do this, what we're going to do is we're going to create a data win control called a WinJS UI flyout. And basically this will happen whenever we invoke one of our app bar buttons. This will be kind of like a file deletion confirmation. So it'll say if you delete this file, it can never be recovered ever again. And then we'll pop up a button to delete the file. So it's a nice little interactive dialog box that we're going to display to the user. So this is the first half of implementing a flyout with an app bar button. And so the second half of making this work is we're going to add yet another button to our array of buttons in our app bar here. And this time this button's going to have a few other special parameters here that are going to control the flyout. So what you'll see down here is there's a parameter called type equals flyout, and then the flyout, which is going to refer to the ID of the flyout that we defined. So if we look at this delete flyout, and we go back and look at how that's defined here, that is the ID of the WinJS flyout that we've just defined. So now we should have a little interactive dialog box display on our app bar whenever we click this button. So let's go ahead and run this real quick. And so here's our delete button here on the bottom right corner. And if we click on that delete button, boom, there's our flyout. Nice little modal dialog box here where we could confirm or delete. I don't have any click events hooked up here, but you can see how this is a really nice way to do interactive dialogs from your app bar command buttons. So there you have it, a pretty good look at a lot of the functionality that you can achieve using the WinJS app bar and app bar commands. In this series we looked at the basics of how to put it together. We looked at how you can customize your icons using various means, either as part of the resource files or fonts from Segway, or how to create your own. We talked about how you can localize and use string resource files for true multilingual and global capabilities, and then finally how we can implement a flyout in WinJS. So there you have it. I hope this helps with your Metro programming endeavors, and we'll see you next time. Thanks again.